So your homework is to meet with each other and to work on your hook statement. And look at the examples that I gave you in Suzanne's book. And these hooks were to guide the person that they were speaking to into having an enrollment conversation. And so, for instance, with this woman Veronique, I guess is how you pronounce it, in Suzanne's handout, she says, "I'm a business coach, and as I ask people how their business is doing, they always say, great. And of course, they're lying. Then I say, great, how do you get your clients? And then they start to stutter. Then I follow up with, if I tell you I can teach you 3 easy ways to get new clients, would you be interested? And that always does the trick. So what you would do is you would imagine somebody talking to somebody else where they're saying, I'm a business coach. And then you imagine that person saying, so, how's your business going? And then you imagine that the person they're talking to says, great. And in her own mind, you're imagining that in her own mind, she knows that they're full of it. And so she says to them, you're imagining this, so how do you get your clients? And then you imagine that in response to her saying that, they start to stutter. And then you imagine her doing the lead in, the hook, that she would then follow some sort of bridge to invite them into the enrollment conversation where she says, well, if I can tell you, or if I tell you I can teach you 3 easy ways to get new clients, would you be interested? That's her hook, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so you want to imagine that kind of, you know, happy-go-lucky conversation, but she asked a zinger question mm-hmm. that however she found out that that was probably their problem. And then she built her entire invitation around that. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
And then you'll see the same thing with the other two examples. And those two other people are coaches that and our partners that work for or with Suzanne in her business. Brian is a partner and James is a partner. So your homework is to build this kind of hook invitation to asking them to have an enrollment conversation with you. The other part of your homework is to tell as many people as you can, find ways to tell people what your message is, just your hook, you know, and let's see after you just say your hook, what comes out of that. If they show an interest, then you go into inviting them into having an enrollment conversation. And you heard in the other script that I gave you how you need to identify one problem so that you can include it into your invitation to ask them into an enrollment conversation. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes.
And I also would like you to go over your packages with each other. And by that I mean that you're going to hear what, you know, have each other explain the problem that you solve and that the solution that you offer and see how your package addresses that. And you can write it out in terms of how many sessions, what the price point is, and just support each other. What you're looking for is the confidence that the person who's talking with the package has that they really can deliver the solution to the problem that their potential client or their buyer really has. So you're looking for confidence in the person who's talking. And you're also looking to make sure that what they are going to, the components of their package or their product, is indeed meeting the need, the problem that they want to solve. Does all that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And then when we meet next time, we're going to talk about what you want to make financially. You can, you know, just look through the handout that I gave you this morning as well as the one from your warm-up book so you know what we're going to be discussing. We're going to be discussing what is your income goal. Let's talk about a monthly income goal. And we're going to break it down into how many people do I need to talk to ask? How many people do I need to sell? So let me make one distinction here. Let's go to the first handout workbook that I gave you. And let's go to the target numbers page. Let me know when you're all there.
Do you mean the Know Your Business Operations related numbers?
It should say, well, the first line should be my income goal. That's the page I want you to be on.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep, I got it.
Coaching.
Okay, good. Yes. So what you want to prepare, so that we go over this, these are the things I need you to prepare. You want to know what your monthly income goal is. You also want to choose one particular package that you really want to focus on that is the one we're going to do the calculations around so that you know how many of those you need to sell in a month to meet your goal, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
And if a person has paid in a lump sum, then you break down what the lump sum was that they paid into numbers of months so that you can distill out what a monthly installment would be so that we can work these numbers. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
Yes.
Mary? Okay.
Yes.
And from there, you're going to figure out, well, how many clients do you need? Now, in my case, people almost exclusively pay me in lump sums. But every now and then I get a payment plan. And I would need to have to figure out if the lump sum that I got from one package did not meet my goal yet, like let's say I'm at the beginning of a month and I need to generate more, I would need to figure out how many clients either at the lump sum or the payment plan I would need to reach that goal. So that's pretty straightforward, right?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, if I already have some clients that are on a payment plan, then I would include the one that I already have and then see how many more I need to meet that goal if I'm going to be focusing on that particular one product. You see what I mean?
Right.
Yes.
The next line is the number of clients I need to book. That's saying already I have this one client, so I just need four more. So the number of clients I need to book, you'd say four. Basically, you know, it's just simple math. I have this goal. Somebody's already paying me this. How much more do I need? Right?
Right.
Right.
And then we'll go into how to calculate the conversion rate. Now, the number of sales conversations we're also going to figure out. And I just want to make a distinction now so you can just start thinking about it. In order for you to get a yes, to have a sales conversation that is actually booked as an appointment, according to Suzanne, you need to ask three people to see if they'd like to have a sales conversation with you. And out of that three, one will say yes. So that's why she has her wording as re-life multiplier. So that means that if you want to schedule 20 enrollment conversations in a month so that you can reach a certain goal, she's saying you have to ask 60 people. And that could be in a seminar, it could be on a webinar, it's not an email list. It is in person, or it is some sort of captured audience like a public speaking presentation where, you know, there's a more direct communication as opposed to just doing an email blast. So I just want you to understand that so that when we get to it next time, you have a frame of reference. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes.
Because obviously we all know we've had experiences where we invite somebody and they say, well, I'm not really ready, and that, so it doesn't happen. That's what she's talking about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what we're after here is the number of invitations to a sales conversation that you have to make. And once you get that number, then you would then we have to break down, well, how are we going to make the most of any given workday so that I'm sure to be making my number of calls. That's mm-hmm. the direction we're going to. And it's very daunting, I got to warn you. And this is where you being clear that this is what you want. You want this business. You want this money. You want this freedom. You want to have the money that you make on your terms. This is why you have to be really clear about that.
Yes, yes.
And then we'll go through the other templates of how you can track and so on like that. So on that note, ladies, and then also in your, you know, the initial handout that I gave you, you could see when you want to have a visual on your wall, what you see I have there, you see my wonderful thing that I have on my wall. It says 120 and 90 day, that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what's the first one is, based on my conversion rate, that's actually an old conversion rate. My conversion rate has improved. What that first one is with all those X's is the number of asks that I've made in that month. Now, those asks are the real-life multiplier asks.
Mm-hmm.
And then to the far right, where the circles are the actual sales conversations I had and how many of those sales conversations led to a sale. That's what I've got there. So you can see my category is sales calls. It's actually sales calls and actual sales made is what I have on my wall there. You see,
mm-hmm.
everybody?
Mm-hmm.
And then the one in the middle is obviously this template that we're looking at now, and I plugged in my numbers. And
yep.
then the top row were the number of clients I needed at the particular package that I was working on or want to work on that would reach my monthly goal. And I'm going for a monthly goal of 5,000 right now because I want to, what I'm working on personally is seeing which are the packages that are like my bread and butter, the ones that I really lead with, because I have so many packages to meet so many different needs of people. So I'm keeping it at that because I want to consistently make that. And then I'll jump it up to where I've been in the past, which is 10 and 15,000 a month. So I'm just doing that as kind of like a field research thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you like that? How does that make you feel?
It's both, oh, yeah, and oh, wow.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
I almost cried when I learned that from Suzanne because it made it so real. And, you know, you've got to do it. Her sister is an ace salesperson. You know, she did sales in big companies before she joined Suzanne in this company. And, you know, her follow-up system, which I'll go over with you the next time, you know, it's really a numbers game. There ain't no way around it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the other homework is for you to have at least two enrollment conversations with people who show up between now and when we meet again. So based on that, do you want to meet in a week or do you want to meet in 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
Barb, I'm sure you agree with that. Okay,
oh, yeah.
So what I So what I'd like you to do on your own time, ladies, is to get together and get your calendars together and come up with a mutually good time for the two of you that would be a 3-hour block for our final call. And that could be a Monday or a Friday. I would open those days up if that's all that you can come up with. Otherwise, I would prefer a Tuesday, Wednesday, or a Thursday. But if you can't meet for a 3-hour block with each other's calendars, then I will open up my calendar to accommodate you. And then just email me what you guys come up with so we don't have to knock around with that now.
Right. Well, just as a point of information, I'm leaving April 18th, and I'll be doing...
Okay, I don't care. You guys just work it out and tell me.
All right.
A 3-hour block.
Yes, a 3-hour block. And okay. if you need 3 weeks instead of 2 weeks, you know, whatever works for you. I just want you to have the time to really implement this stuff. The other part of your homework is I would like you guys to meet once each week until we meet again. So if we meet in 2 weeks, I would like you to have met twice. If we meet in 3 weeks, I'd like you to meet with yourself as buddies 3 times. And what you're working on is helping each other with your packages, with reaching out, asking to invite people into sales conversations, actually doing the sales conversations. The purpose of the buddy conversation is to become really good at getting out there, finding leads, speaking with power and clarity and confidence about what it is you do, and power, clarity, and confidence in delivering your sales conversations. That's what you're after. And I will edit this homework section out so that you have it.